Welcome to Greenworld. My name is Nick Hall, and this week, we are delighted to welcome two guests. A warm welcome to Sophia Powell, the Managing Director of the Protect Wildlife Trust. Hello and welcome, Sophia.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
And a big welcome to our second guest, Harry Harris, also from the Protect Wildlife Trust. Harry is relatively new to Hong Kong, and he is now the director of the Protect Wildlife Trust conservation programs.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Sophia, some of our listeners may not be familiar with your organization. Would you like to explain a little bit about it?
Sure. We are a non-profit organization that is committed to protecting the environment and endangered wildlife.
And where is your office in Hong Kong?
In Tsim Sha Tsui, near Kowloon Park. Oh, before I continue, can I mention that we are having a Conservation Open Day on the 19th of March?
The 19th of March is a Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it will be held at the Visitor Centre of the Hong Kong Wetland Park.
The Hong Kong Wetland Park. You mean the one in Tin Shui Wai?
Yes, that's it.
I've been there many times. It's a nice place.
Then you should come and join us. It will be fun. We have a lot of activities planned for the day.
So, it will be a full day event?
Pretty much.
What time will the open day start?
The open day will start at 9 a.m. with my welcome speech. We expect the event to finish by about 6:30 in the evening. Oh, and we will announce the winners of the nature photography contest on that day too.
So, there will be a lot going on.
Yes, and make sure that you don't miss the snake handling demonstration by Joshua Hunt.
A snake handling demonstration? Wow. Did you say Joshua Hunt?
Yes.
You mean the famous Australian snake catcher?
Joshua is a herpetologist, not exactly a snake catcher.
Sorry, a what?
A herpetologist. Someone who studies reptiles and amphibians. It is spelt H-E-R-P-E-T-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Joshua Hunt is a famous herpetologist in Australia, and he will be doing a live snake handling demonstration for us.
A live snake handling demonstration? Wow!
After that, we'll have a video presentation on the impacts of urban development on wildlife.
It's important to know what effects the impact of urban development has on wildlife, since Hong Kong is an ever-changing city.
Then it will be followed by a slideshow about the Save Our Seas campaign.
Speaking of the Save Our Seas campaign, I've read something about it in the newspaper lately. Can you tell us more about the campaign?
Certainly. The campaign was launched in 2006 with the aim of protecting local marine biodiversity and restoring Hong Kong's fisheries.
Protecting local marine biodiversity and restoring Hong Kong's fisheries. I see. So it is a meaningful campaign.
Yes. Through the campaign, we have put pressure on the government to ban destructive fishing methods like trawling in Hong Kong waters.
Sorry, did you say trawling?
Yes, it's spelt T-R-A-W-L-I-N-G. It's a special method of fishing by pulling a wide net behind a boat. This method of fishing causes large-scale destruction of the ocean floor, so we urged the government to ban trawling in Hong Kong waters.
And your campaign was successful?
Yes, the Legislative Council passed a ban on trawling in Hong Kong waters in 2011.
Yes, I remember that.
That was the biggest achievement of this campaign. Of course, we want the government to do more.
More in what sense?
Like creating no fishing zones in all marine parks in Hong Kong.
There are 5 of them in Hong Kong.
Yes, at the moment, we're still petitioning the government to create no fishing zones in all 5 marine parks in Hong Kong.
I see. Right, now let me talk to Harry. Harry, we know that you joined the Protect Wildlife Trust in 2016.
Yes, as the Director of Conservation Programs.
So, What did you do before you took up this post?
I worked for Green Planet. I was the head of Green Planet's global climate campaign.
Harry has very strong credentials. He has led several campaigns for forest conservation and marine conservation in the Amazon.
So, you have always worked in this field. I mean, environmental conservation.
Yes, for almost 10 years. When it comes to environmental conservation, Hong Kong is a very special place because around 40% of Hong Kong's land is devoted to country parks and nature reserves. And yet there are numerous ecologically sensitive areas that receive little or no protection. So a lot has to be done here.
Great. Well, we've just about run out of time. Thanks to both of you, you know, for dropping in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week with the latest news about food waste.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.